there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Milwaukee Bucks, and it's not often that we lead the show with the Milwaukee Bucks during the regular season. It's either something really good or really bad when you lead in the national show during the regular season. Playoffs, of course, if they, you know, they're always a factor with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now they got Damian Lillard. Yeah, we'll talk a lot about them, but in the regular season, Rob, and this one would fall under the category of really bad. Two nights ago, Rob, they went into Washington where the Wizards are just horrific and lost. I don't care if Damian Lillard didn't play. It was the Wizards. You can't lose to the Wizards. And then last night, Rob, you would think they'd be ready to make amends. You would think they'd be fired up and ready to set things in order with only about 2 weeks, if that, left in the regular season.
They were my best bet. You remember I said they needed to bounce back and I'd had them minus 12 and a half?
I thought that was going to happen.
Yes.
It was a logical pick. And instead, facing the Memphis Grizzlies, who, of course, don't have their superstar Ja Morant, the Milwaukee Bucks got beaten again by 9 points. Rob, I don't know if you've heard this number, but it's going to knock you off your seat if you haven't heard it. Under Adrian Griffin, the rookie coach who was unceremoniously dismissed.
Dumped.
Midway through the season.
Remember, they couldn't have it anymore.
Dumped him. Yeah. Oh, this is what in the world is going on? We're only 30 and 13.
Right. Oh, yeah, we got to get rid of him right now to right this ship. Right now. We can't wait till after his first season, Chris. No.
Right now.
Forget that Dame Dollar just got there and they gave up their best defensive player. Forget about all that.
Yeah.
They're winning at such a clip that we need to make a move like right now, because we're in it to win, and let's go get the coach who hasn't won since Moby Dick was a guppy, and let's go get him.
Rob, do you know what their record is under Doc Rivers?
Give it to me. I know it's under 500. What is it?
No, it's actually at 500.
Okay.
15-15.
Way too much talent to be 15-15. And they don't have any major – not ever know that some people banged up, but not to where they should be.
Guys have been kind of in and out
right,
all year.
But you know what I'm saying, right. I'm saying, like, not where Giannis has missed extended time Dame Dollar has missed extended time. No.
Not at all. Rob, I feel like I know where you're going, and it just seems obvious, but the question is, who's to blame for them playing so poorly? They've lost four of their last five. They've lost, let's see. Yeah, they've lost four of their last five, and, you know, they're 6-8 over the last 14. I mean, who's to blame?
It's got to be Doc Rivers, because it's easy to say, well, it's an adjustment period. You know what I mean? And maybe you got to get those guys on the same page. But they were on the same page, Chris. You talked about the record with the rookie coach. Yeah. They were off to a great start.
Yep.
And they weren't even there yet. Would you agree with that?
Like
they were off to a great start and they weren't there yet. So to me, it's got to be Doc. Because it started out awful. Remember, then they had a nice run, and people thought, okay, they turned a corner.
Yep.
And then they went right back.
We said, look, we got to give – we've been critical of Doc when it's warranted.
And when
we
he
gave
does well, we gave
him – six-game win streak.
100%.
Defense had improved. Everything was looking good.
But then it's all turned back. It's turned back to goo. That's where the Milwaukee Bucks are.
The thing is, it's even worse than turn back. I mean, it's undeniable that it's gotten worse. It's undeniable, right? Like, we just said it. 30-13 was reason for panic. And now you're 15-15? I agree with – I don't know where else to point the finger.
There's nowhere else to go. I mean,
well, Doc thinks there's a few other places.
Well, who was players?
Here was Doc after they lost to Washington.
I don't know. I think focus. I don't know what it is. You know, it's funny. I've actually been sitting back and watching everything. Not just our players, but our travel crew, everything. And I've made a lot of notes. I will say that. I won't share that. But we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. And that's something that we can fix. That's something we're going to have to fix.
All right, Rob, I want you to hear me out, and then I'm going to play something else for you.
All right.
First of all, it sounds like Doc did share a little bit of what he's been taking the notes on.
I mean,
right, with the professionalism, the lack thereof.
We're not professional on the road. Right. Does that mean we're hanging out and going to strip clubs and not studying film?
Remember, he didn't just mention the players. It's the training staff. It's everybody. And here's my thing on that, Rob. And like I said, there's something else I'm going to play for you. I'm not saying Doc's lying. And I'm not saying Doc's wrong. He very well may be doing that. I don't think he's lying about that. He very well may not like what he sees. But to me, Rob, when you're talking about the training staff and all that, and I mean, what, they're not, I don't know, they're slow putting the bags on the bus, or, you know, there's too much joking on the plane. I don't know. But my point is this, Rob. You can fix that behind closed doors. You know, if you see that, okay, guys, we got to start doing this.
Cut it out.
The only reason, to me, and I want your opinion on this, the only reason you put that out publicly is because it gives you an excuse. It covers your back.
It does.
Well, am I wrong, Rob?
No.
Why else would you say that?
You don't have to say that publicly. We talk about it all the time. Chris, it's good for us.
Right.
As journalists and fodder.
Is giving us a lead topic today.
Stuff to talk about, right? But that should be in-house. Cut the crap on the road. Do what you're supposed to.
Right.
Talk to these guys. Pull a guy by the shirt, Chris, and say, come on, dude. I need you to be professional, okay? We got a squad here. We got a chance to win. We need to button up stuff, okay? Stop with all the other nonsense. You don't need to tell the world about that.
And Rob, also, these are guys that are veterans. A lot of them were on that championship team. So I don't even know if that's the case. I'm more thinking about the staff, but you may be right. I mean, we don't know who he's talking about.
But even the staff, Chris, seriously, you know at this level.
No, I totally agree with you.
At this level.
You do it behind closed doors.
But if there's somebody on your staff, Chris, who's not doing what they're supposed to at this level, dude, you got to get rid of them. Come on.
Or correct them initially.
Am I right?
If they don't correct you're absolutely. You're not going to take
a guy who's you think is doing something to hurt the team from winning.
No.
He doesn't play, Chris, and you're saying he's part of the reason why we're not winning. That guy he's disposable. Are you kidding?
No, I'm totally with you. And Rob, I think Doc has got to be careful. Because remember what he said, and I'm not so much blaming him. Look, he was being honest. But the whole Ben Simmons thing seemed to start when Doc was like, hey, I don't know if we can win with him at point guard. I mean, and he's been proven right, or that at least half right. You can't. Ben Simmons won't be in the league in a couple years. But that started it. And my point here is, Rob, you know – you and I didn't have to dig deep for Doc's playoff record. We've all seen it the last decade. The people in that organization, Rob, the trainers, the staff, the players, they know. And I'm not saying they're holding it against Doc or they think it means he's not the guy for the job or whatever. But I'm saying, Rob, when that guy goes out there and then kind of puts the blame on you.
Right.
Then it's like, oh, really? We went from 30 and 13 to 15 and 15, and you blaming us?
Right. They were winning. They were winning already.
Right. And so I think he's got to be careful because he could tick some people off, whether it's players, staff, whatever. The second thing, Rob, last night after the loss, Giannis played 32 minutes. 32, all right? Not like he went 48 minutes. But here's Doc on Giannis.
I thought Giannis did everything he could. Honestly, and I'm not kidding, I there were times in the beginning of the middle of the third, I talked to Scott three different times, like I wanted to take him out of the game. I thought he was running on fumes. You know, as a coach, you gotta make a judgment call sometimes, and medical makes the call. More, you know, they kept saying he's okay, but I have eyes, and I just didn't like the way he was moving.
Take him out! What are you doing? Why are we paying you millions if you can't even determine who's going to play? Again, Rob, it looks like an excuse. First of all, Giannis played 32 minutes, not a ton. Secondly, it's a back-to-back. If he was some injury issue, you wouldn't even be playing him on a back-to-back.
Right.
And he's played the last seven games, so it's not like, he's been in and out, he's kind of hampered. And the training staff, they're not telling you who to play, like, in between. Well, Doc, you need to get so-and-so in. You need to get so-and-so out. If there's a minutes restriction, that's one thing. Or if it's a question if he's going to play before the game, that's one thing. But during the game, Rob, it just sounds like another excuse. And Doc's got to be careful, man, throwing these things out because a lot of people feel like he's setting up pre-excuses
so that So when this thing doesn't go right, he'll be able to point back to it, no doubt.
Am I just imagining that or
no.
It seems pretty obvious to me.
You put it out there, Chris, and then you could always go back to it.
Yeah.
Right? When things don't work out.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
LeBron James has launched a podcast with J.J. Redick, Mind the Game, it's called, and it's doing quite well. As you might imagine, really good basketball talk on there. But he was talking about the popularity of the women's basketball tournament, college, compared to the men's. And Rob, obviously, this year, the women's tournament is just blowing the men's away in terms of popularity. And here's LeBron's opinion on why.
I don't think there's much difference between the men and women game when it comes to college basketball. I think the popularity comes in is the icons that they have in the women's game. You know, you look at, you know, Angel Reese, you look at, you know, Juju, you look at Caitlin Clark, you look at Paige, you look at the young girl that's in Iowa State, the freshman there, you look at Brink, I believe her last name is, at Stanford. And that's just to name a few. The freshman that's at Notre Dame, because they are not allowed to go to the NBA, I think they have to stay on 4 years, correct? 3 years?
Okay. Angel just declared 3 years.
But you have to be 21. So you're able to build a real, like, iconic legacy at a program. And that's what we all love about it. You know, that's what we all love. And we love the girls' game because of that that moment. You actually get to see those girls. That's what makes the Final Four and the Elite Eight so great. You know, I mean, Iowa was a great team. But Caitlin Clark is the reason we tuned in. Iowa was a great team. But Caitlin Clark is the reason we tuned in. You know? You're going to watch Purdue because of Zach Eadie, because he's a great player. We watched that Purdue-Tennessee game because of Zach Eadie and Kinnick. Players, depending on who they are, will drive the attention, you know, when it comes to viewership.
All right, Rob, what do you think about LeBron's
I don't agree that it's that because women have to stay longer, that's the reason. I didn't watch Caitlin Clark, her freshman and sophomore year. I only knew about her last year and this year. And I just think it's what's happened. And let's also say this. I'm not trying to demean the women and what they're doing. The men's TV ratings are still higher. Let's not make it like no one's watching
right now,
the men's. Yeah.
Is the men's tournament higher than the women's?
Yes. Yes. It's not.
Rob
it's
G?
Not.
I want Rob G to say.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. What is it close?
No, not at all.
It's not close.
So like, it's just one. So
just for example, the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese game this past week, 12.3 million, which was the highest ever. Right.
For women.
The NC State Duke did 15. So that game alone is what, 25%?
15 million.
Yeah, it was 25% more than the highest women ever.
And I'm not knocking it, Chris, because it's for women.
So it's relative to what the women have done in the past, right?
But I'm just saying, it's about Caitlin Clark, and that's where it's always about the great players and people. We didn't need Carmelo Anthony to play 4 years in college. He played 1 year, had a championship run, and everybody watched him. You know, like, so I don't know if it has anything to do with that women can't go to the WNBA until they're 21 or whatever it is. Juju, this is her freshman year. We know she's a stud, right? A great young player. So we watch her. I just think it has nothing to do with building a legacy in college, Chris. I just think it's all about somebody emerging and somebody we want to see. When Caitlin started making all these threes from all over the place, did you watch her 2 years ago, Chris, or
no,
her freshman
to
year?
To me, that supports LeBron's point.
How?
Because she's had time to build up a legend. Like,
so
well,
Juju's playing, she's a freshman.
I mean, Juju ain't the draw that Caitlin Clark
no,
is.
No, but my point.
It.
But my point is, she's
most
being,
people didn't even know about Juju until she was written about that black women got to be the face of the college basketball.
No,
most people.
No, but
I'm not saying nobody knew about her, but let's not compare Juju to Caitlin Clark.
But I'm just saying that I don't think that it's about if Caitlin Clark came out this year, Chris, and out of nowhere and was making those threes and doing what she's doing, nobody would go like, oh, well, because it's her first year, I don't know her. It's about the play.
I'm not saying, Rob, there aren't I shouldn't even call it 1 year wonders, but I'm not saying there aren't people who are so captivating that they can capture your attention in 1 year. But most of the time, because you look at Zion, he only played 1 year. He obviously captured the attention. Kevin Durant didn't, you know, go deep in the tournament, so people knew about him. But my point is this. Zion and most other freshmen that really took the nation by storm, people knew about them in high school. Zion was a legend in high school because of his dunking. But what I'm saying is LeBron has an excellent point, and you and I have said this before. One of the things that used to make men's college basketball so much better was that you knew the teams generally year to year. So when Magic was a sophomore, you knew, oh, man, this dude was great as a freshman. Can't wait to see him this year as a sophomore. Michael Jordan, 3 years in college. Man, he hit the game-winning shot when he was a freshman. He's going to be turn it out as a junior, and they got so-and-so and so-and-so. Like, there used to be that. So that's all LeBron's saying. I agree with him. Rob, so year to year, we would know going into the season, North Carolina
got such
and
such. But, Chris, that was a long time ago. You're talking about
players. But even 20 years ago,
but you're talking about players now. I don't know. Anthony Davis, how many years did he play?
I think he only played one.
He played 1 year.
Anthony Davis didn't capture the public's imagination.
No, but I'm just saying, like if somebody is a standout
I'm not
star,
saying,
you don't
I
need to build.
I agree with you that there
all.
Can be
okay.
There can be people that do it in 1 year.
But
we're not just talking about one or two people. I'm talking about the game as a whole. The college, we all know, we've been saying all year, Rob, the men's game is not very popular anymore. And even if the ratings are better than the women, it's relative. The women's are much better than they've ever
but
been.
Everybody
the
said
men's are worse.
You
or at least the interest in the men is worse. We, nobody was paid that much attention to the regular season. This has been a theme on our show, Rob.
No, but
and one of the reasons has been because there's no continuity. You don't know year to year who the players are.
Yeah, but the only reason that the women is because of Caitlin Clark. We can sit here and talk about.
Well, she's a senior too.
Yes, but it's about her, Chris, and her play and where she is. She's so different from anything we've seen. That it has nothing to do with because she's played 4 years is what I'm saying.
I think you make some sense, but I don't think I think it's ridiculous. I think you make some sense. I mean, she is a unique player for many reasons, and we've said that. But I think there's no way I think you can dismiss what LeBron's saying. He may have left some things out. Maybe there are some other things like. Add in what you said, because again, we've seen guys, you know, one and done. Like I think next year, Cooper Flagg, he's the big time, recruit for Duke, and he's regarded as the top player or top three player in the country. If he comes in next year and is great at Duke, he's going to be a draw, and everybody's going to want to watch him. So I feel you on that. But overall, there's no doubt that when the best players stay 2-3 years. You just know them more, and you rivalries between players are built up. Clark, yes, she's a draw by herself, but the rivalry with Angel Reese was also a draw. That rivalry may never happen in the men's game,
but
both out of here and in the NBA.
But next year you could have teams next year in women's. Where the teams have been together for years and the players have played 3 or 4 years, and it won't have the same effect, like, because this is so different and unique. That's all I'm saying, Chris.
Well, I agree. I don't know that there's going to be a year-to-year women,
women are better. Women are into it because we know them and they played 4 years. That's all I'm saying. That's the part that I disagree. And even when he had to ask the writers.
I just think to dismiss it outright is not correct.
And
I have talked about it. Like, we've said, there's no continuity in the college game anymore as far as knowing the players.
I agree with that, but I don't think that's the reason that people are watching women, Chris, is because of the continuity. That was my disagreement.
No, there's some truth. I mean, obviously, Caitlin and her unique style of play.
That's my point.
Paige Beckers is unique. I mean, I've said it, Rob. I don't generally watch women's basketball.
Neither do I.
But I remember when Paige Beckers was a freshman – and seeing her play, I was intrigued. Like, man, this girl is really special. And then Clark, I didn't know about Clark as a freshman or sophomore. But then last year I became aware of her, and her game draws you in. And, you know, so I would agree with that. But I think, again, I think both of you are speaking some truth. But I just don't think you can say LeBron's out of his mind. That's ridiculous.
I didn't say he was out of his mind.
I think what he's more right about is why the men's game is suffering. You got a good point about his take on the women.
That's all I'm saying.
But the men's game is suffering because they don't have any of those personalities or players that, you know, really captivate the public.
If his comment was about that,
they don't stay around.
If his comment was steered towards the men, then I would agree with that. I just don't think that that's the reason that people are caught up with the women this year. That because Caitlin's played 4 years. I don't believe that. I think that we're just watching a tremendous player. It has nothing to do with her 4 years.
I don't think that's fully correct. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. But here's the difference, Rob. Caitlin Clark, now she was still great as a freshman. But the point is, there are players that play 1 year in college and go to the NBA, and they would have developed into players that would have captured the public's attention. All right, as older players. Like, Caitlin Clark, had she played 1 year when nobody really knew about her, even though she was putting up good numbers, and then gone straight to the WNBA, you wouldn't be having this moment right now.
I get
Paige Beck, you know what I'm saying? Some of it's related to her becoming a better player, and now everybody taking notice as she's a junior and senior.
Yeah, I just I think if it was directed at the men, he'd have a better argument.
I mean, I think he was kind of directing it at both.
You know what I mean? But the women, it's about Caitlin. Oh, my God. That's what this is. And who knows, Chris, as we said, UConn's been a great program. Tennessee was a great program for a long time. Some of these other schools, LSU's won a championship. And
Baylor
and whatnot. And I don't know if this will ever be duplicated. I just can't imagine it will or anytime soon, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I...
What I think, honestly, Rob, and this is talks to this discussion, I think a good test will be next year with Juju. Are people, because Clark will be gone, Angel Reese will be gone. I don't know, if she's got a year left, she may go anyway to the WNBA, but maybe she might. Rob G, I think she probably has 1 year left of eligibility. But if all of those are gone and Juju's there, Rob, I know there's a few other good players too, but does Juju, you know, carry the tournament? That'll be a good test because people know about her, you know, and that continuity will be there. Maybe it'd be better if somebody rises up to kind of challenge her as the best player in the country.
If they get a 12 next year with Juju, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that UConn – USC game a 6, I think.
Right, that's what I'm saying, which is good, Chris, but it ain't no 12. Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Victor Wembanyama, a lock for Rookie of the Year, putting up some...
Everybody knows that, Chris.
Yeah, putting up crazy number. He has lived up to the hype in most people's opinion, certainly mine. Rob, 21 points. These are his averages. 10.5 rebounds, 3.5 blocks, league high, 3.7 assists, shooting 79% from the foul line, which is good. 46% overall, 32% from three. Now, the Spurs are not winning, to put it lightly, all right? They are at the bottom of the Western Conference. They're 18-58. That is the 1-2 tie for third worst record in the league. I don't know what great players are in this draft, but, you know, they'll obviously have a high pick in it. But, Rob, Draymond Green, who is one of the best defenders of this generation, he's made the all-defensive team 8 times. He's led the league in steals before. And he was defensive player of the year himself back in 2017. He could not be more impressed with Victor Wembanyama's defense. I think he's saying he's the best in the world defensively. Here he is.
Wemby is definitely the defensive player of the year. The way he impacts the game, both on the defensive end, whether it's off the ball, on the ball. You drive into the lane and get a layup, and you see Wemby, and you just go the other way, that's a block shot. I say that, take it with a grain of salt. Obviously, team record matters. And everybody who say team record don't matter is a lie. You know, so I think they got a few pieces around them, but they need to fill out a lot of other pieces. What are the teams going to look like around Wemby? That's an important one. But I don't know what lab he was created in, but I need to go create me a son in that lab because dude is unbelievable.
All right, Rob. As you know, I am a voter for Defensive Player of the Year. And I had not really been considering Wemby much of the season because of their record. And even 2 weeks ago, he would not have gotten my vote. But now I am strongly considering voting for him after really, I mean, watching him. I've been watching him all year, but really delving into the numbers, seeing the difference that he is making. Now, the record is bad and the team is bad. But Rob, Wemby himself is second in the league in individual defensive rating. Second. Now, Rudy Gobert, who is the favorite and the guy that I've been leaning toward voting for, he's number one in defensive rating. And he's on the number one defensive team in the league in Minnesota. Here's the thing, though. Rudy has, there are four other Timberwolves in the top 12 in defensive rating. He's got, I mean, Anthony Edwards is a bulldog out there on the perimeter defending. And they got a host of good defenders because they focus on it. So he's got more help on that side. Wemby Rob leads the league in blocks, as I said, 3.5. He's in the top 20 in steals. All right, only the one of two centers in the top 20 in steals. And here's a really astounding couple stats, Rob. Games with five block shots or more, how many do you think Wembanyama has?
Four.
With five block shots or more?
Oh, you said five.
Five block games where he's blocked five or more shots. This year.
10.
22.
Wow.
Rudy Gobert, who is a shot blocker, Rob, he's got three games with five or more blocks. Here's another stat that's going to knock your socks off. Victor Wembanyama, obviously in his rookie year, has played 67 games in his career, and he has six games where he's blocked seven or more shots. Gobert, again, Rob, Gobert's going for his fourth Defensive Player of the Year award. That would tie the record set by Ben Wallace. And is it David? Rob G, check. Who's Ben Wallace share that with? Is it David Robinson maybe? But Ben Wallace is one of the guys that has.
And Ben Wallace is incredible when you think about his height. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Chris? Like, 6'7", yeah.
Like, that's incredible. Like, what he was able to do defensively.
So Gobert trying to match that record. But Gobert has played 750 games in his
career. It's Mutombo, Chris, with the four.
That's right. Mutombo. And Ben Wallace.
Yep.
But Gobert's played 750 games. Wembanyama's played 67. Wembanyama has six games with seven or more blocks. Gobert has seven in his career. So he's almost matched him in his career. And here's...
He's also, what, 3 or 4 inches taller than...
Yeah, he's 7'4".
Right, 7'4" to 7'1".
I'm just saying
7'4" to 7'1". Yeah.
Here's the last thing, Rob. People around the league, teams, you know, coaches, when they look at big men... And defensively, what they want from them. They really focus on three things. One, can you defend the block? And really from block to block, like side going from one block to the other, how efficient are you defensively? Secondly is defensive rebounding. All right. Third is can you guard the screen and roll? And really the pop, the pick and pop, but the screen and roll. Now, Gobert and a lot of bigs can do the block-to-block defense and the defensive rebounding, But they can't guard the screen and roll. Gobert has problems with that. Anthony Davis has problems with that. Wimby guards all, he can guard all three of those. Out on the perimeter, in the paint, and defensive rebounding, Rob, he is fourth in the league in defensive rebounding percentage, ahead of Gobert, who's seventh. So for all those reasons, I'm looking at it individually. I'm not going to let the team's record hold, you know, that against them any more than I would let it hold Rookie of the Year against him. So I'm leaning strongly toward Wembanyama. I think Draymond makes a great point.
Yeah, I don't. I think that winning and playing in meaningful games and him being the best defender, right, all should factor in. Wimby's playing in games that don't matter. He can do whatever he wants. He can cheat. He can, you know what I mean? Like, because the winning doesn't factor in. And it's not to say Chrissy's not talented or whatever, but I just wouldn't. I wouldn't just totally overlook what kind of games you're playing in, because it's different when you're not playing for anything. You can almost do whatever you want and take.
But
chance.
Who's gonna do that?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying
is gonna be
it's different than playing
wants.
In games that for a team that's
when he's playing for a championship
in a different situation. Yeah, you're right.
You're gonna be out there just, you know.
I get it. I'm just saying I take into everything, and I can only remember, and you can help me out, only one MVP, and I was thinking of.
Well, MVP is different.
Yeah, yeah. Going to say one, Chris, that I think, and I could be wrong, there's only been one MVP in baseball who came from a last place team. Do you remember this, Chris?
Yeah, it was Andre Dawson.
Cubs. You remember that? Yep. And the Cubs were bad, but Andre Dawson had 50 home runs. I don't know what year. Was that in the 80s or 90s?
I think it was the 80s.
But you know what I mean. When 50 home runs was a big deal, and he won the MVP because it was so, you know, so big and so star-studded compared to what everybody else was doing. But in this case, Wemby will get the Rookie of the Year, and Gobert will get the Defensive Player of the Year. I think people will look at it that way. Whether it's fair or not, Chris, I do believe that's how it'll shake down.
It was 1987 for Andre Dawson.
80s, okay, yep.
Now, I, as you know, definitely take team record into account for MVP. You know, there's no way, like, yeah, you got to take that into account. And not only a decent record, you got to have a good record. You generally got to win 50 games at least. Westbrook won it with 46
and, you know,
47
what?
Westbrook, wins, because he had that triple-double year.
And nobody had done it in 40
right.
years or whatever.
We didn't think it was possible.
Right. And if you remember, Chris, his record, the team record, was way better when he had the triple-double. That's why if they were bad and he was getting triple-doubles, I don't know if people would look at it the same way.
If they were too bad. Right? And again, MVP, I think, is on a whole different level.
Right.
If I was just going to look at record, I mean, not just, but, you know, if I was going to really take record into consideration, I could say he won't be Rookie of the Year. Chet Holmgren is playing on the number one seed in the West, or now number three, but they're in that battle for the number one seed, and he's playing in meaningful games and is balling. Like, he's putting up great numbers himself. And so if I just want to, you know, if I really want to take that strongly into consideration for all of these awards, I could justify voting for Chet Holmgren. And Chet might get a few votes. I don't know. But for this, I think it's different. I don't want to punish him because his team is bad in this award, Defensive Player of the Year, when we can see how he is playing great defense individually. And I do think, too, Rob, that baseball – I think that's different. Like basketball, football, I would not, you know, vote for a guy last place for the MVP. I think in baseball, Rob, I mean,
no, that was
you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but and that was the only time it's happened, Chris.
Right,
you know what I mean?
But I'm not sure that should. I mean, I haven't looked at all the guys that have had great seasons as last place teams, but I'm just saying, I don't know that it should be as much of a factor in baseball. Because you could have a guy literally hit 500, Rob, and not make the playoffs because they don't have pitching or He doesn't have other good players hitting. You know what I mean? Like, I think baseball, like Barry Bonds, the best player you and I have seen, at least me until Ohtani, he never won a World Series.
Right.
But I don't hold that against him because baseball is just so different in that regard.
And when he went to the World Series, the sad part was they lost in seven games. And he batted like finally, Chris, like 420 or whatever. Like
right.
He had a great.
He had not been great in the playoffs
up until that point. And then they finally get there, he does well, and then they lose in game seven. That was right. That moment.
So it's you know, I feel your point and I respect it. You know, it's definitely, you know, worth considering. I haven't fully made up my mind, but I'm looking at, I mean, the dude is just, he does change everything. That game against Denver the other night, there was a player, Christian Brown, who had a kind of a breakaway layup, but Wimby was coming, and he gave up the layup and kicked it out for a three, and the announcers were like, oh, he passed up the layup, but he was going to get blocked. And that's what Wembanyama does. Like Draymond said, he changes everything. Fortunately for Denver, the guy hit the three-pointer, but had he missed it, I mean, that would have been a great play. You know, credit to Wembanyama.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.